You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Welcome to the first episode of Tavern Talk on the We Speak Common network. This show is made possible by our wonderful Patreon supporters and our incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon, where you can use the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout for 10% off your order of all your D&D essentials. And our partners over at Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, where you can find incredible box text descriptions for your games and save 10% on your monthly subscription for the first 2 years by using code COMMON at checkout. Stay tuned through the end of this episode where we talk more about these incredible partners, as well as announce the winner of the 25-pound Dice Dungeon gift card. For now, settle in by the fire because this is Tavern Talk.
Believe Ben's letting us do this.
I'm ecstatic. This is going to be fantastic.
I'm Dave.
I'm Chris. Welcome to Tavern Talk. This is our new show on the We Speak Common Network. And as Dave said, I can't believe we finally convinced Ben to do this.
No. It's bizarre, surreal, and interesting that he's letting us do this. Today we are talking about who we are. Why we're doing this and what our favorite setting is, if we can squeeze it in. Possibly.
I'm sure we'll be able to do one thing or another. We'll be fine.
So, people know me from a few eps now. You, by the time we've recorded this, and you will have been on one ep with Ben. Yes.
Correct. If everything goes how I think it's going to go.
Yeah.
If not, then nobody knows who I am. I'm just...
No, you're just deleted. Just this is all over. So, you go first, Chris. Tell us the people.
Tell the people who I am. So, I'm Chris. I've been a member of the We Speak Common team since, I believe it was, last summer?
Yeah,
something
I think
like
so.
That. So, I've been working with Ben behind the scenes, managing the Discord server. And it's kind of grown from there, seeing what we can do to help establish We Speak Common and work out hosting events, things like that in the server. I've been playing D&D for only a few years at this point, but I've kind of dove into the content and loved every second of it. And I'm really happy to be here, and I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, wild.
It's wild. I can't believe it. I'm really excited for everything we have planned for the show, and just getting people engaged and sharing everything we can.
Yeah. Oh, before we forget, we are doing a something fun with you, something we're calling the Tavern Special, which is a beverage we make each week. This week we have gone for a classic rum and coke because it was short notice and we forgot about it.
That's the summary of what the show is going to be.
But it is here. Rum and coke. Can we get a slurp?
Oh, you're going to do that slurp in the mic. That's terrible audio.
Mmm. Tasty.
I hate it so much. Well, if you hated that part, tell us about on the server in the episode discussion and how you never want to do that again.
Do you enjoy the ASMR slurp or not? Yes or no?
But we're nearing that 3 minute mark on this recording so far. So, Dave, give us a little summary of who you are.
Oh, it's me. Your turn. It's my turn. I've been all my days. I've been with We Speak Common for, I want to say, 2 years on the server. And then we both got the mod position at the same time.
That's when we started doing actual work.
Yeah. I've been on EPS before that because I was on the Patreon tier for it. And then it got updated just in general after that because I joined Ben's game and yada, yada. I've been playing D&D for, I want to say, 5 years now, which sounds crazy because that's gone so quick, mainly because of COVID just blurred about 3 years into one. I'd started player and then went to DM, and now I do both every now and then. In fact, we've just started Icewind Dale.
We did just start Icewind Dale.
Really
and
fun.
I already have a backup character because I feel like I'm going to die real soon.
I'm gravely concerned for this next encounter, which is that campaign has been a blast so far, and it's only been 2 episodes, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sure we will hear more about that on later eps.
Oh, we will.
I mean, most people could probably guess my favorite setting, Chris. So why don't you tell us yours first?
You are the Eberron e-boy if I have ever caught
you. I am.
If you've listened to Dave's episode before or talked to him on the server or just had any interaction with Dave and that was more than 5 minutes, he's mentioned Eberron to you.
Probably less than 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
See, my setting, I traditionally go with a homebrew setting where I in, for each one of my home games, I have created like a mini little homebrew world, which I wish I would have made a bigger world looking back in retrospect. But for my next campaign, after I finish up school, I'm going to be exploring Theros.
Oh, yeah. We've spoken about this. You have been reading up on Greek myth, which is more than likely why you've gone into that. Or did you do the Theros first, then the Greek myth, or how did it?
I've always been a big fan of Greek myth. I was I was the Percy Jackson kid. I loved it. So it's always been like something I've been drawn to. And I don't remember where like the beginning of inspiration came for this world. But I knew I wanted to do something dealing with gods and all that.
Yeah.
And that's where Theros kind of drew me in. I've read through the book before and I'm like, well, this sets up kind of a little bit of everything. It's got the alterations between like what the Greek gods are and then like what the Theros gods are, where it doesn't distinctly.
Oh, that has it in the book.
It doesn't have it in the book, but it like, this type of god is this, and you can kind of see the correlation. So what I've been doing with reading up on Greek myth is I have been doing that so I can add that rich lore to my world and kind of swap them out if need be or do any kind of tweaks I need to do. So that at the time being is my favorite kind of setting I've been reading up on that's not as homebrew. I do love doing a homebrew setting just because it gives me so much to play around with.
Which one's your favorite one you've made?
My favorite homebrew setting I made was the continent of Nadara, which was my last campaign that fell apart. But when I started doing...
Not your fault. Just to confirm, not Chris's fault.
It was life and everything got in the way, as most home games that die out.
Yeah.
But the reason I like that setting so much is because I had an idea for the story that I wanted to take place going into it. But mainly because I gave my players a blank sandbox, essentially, going into it. They wanted to run a high-level campaign. So I'm like, all right, we'll start at a higher level, but I want to establish some things going up. So in that world, I ran them from level 5 to, I want to say, 11 or 12.
Okay.
And each session...
So you got quite far on that, like,
Well, each session we did, I ran as almost like a one-shot in the world. So level 5, did a one-shot. Then they leveled up to level 6, and... I had them tell me what they wanted their characters and like the world to kind of focus on in a year.
Okay.
So essentially they told me what they wanted and I kind of put, hey, what's a reason to be in the world?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like, I had the world already established and the characters built some more things into it.
Right.
And it just kind of grew from there and it became real fun for everyone that was involved. And everyone was real upset with some of the stuff that like was already planned that wasn't able to be accomplished. But I will say I might return to it with my home game and just like a little one shot.
It sounds a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I love like homebrew settings that are like collaboratively made between the DM and the players. Like that's really, really fun.
1000%.
I mean, that's something that we touched on when we started talking about my homebrew setting as well. It's like a lot of people jumped in and said, can we add this? Can we add that? And that is one of the best parts about having a homebrew setting in general is that collaborativeness.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons looking at setting guides have scared me in the past because I like to tweak things. And I'm so afraid like I'm going to mess something up if I go one way or the other.
It's scary.
It's real scary.
Yeah. Especially like if you aren't that long into D&D. I was the same. I was super intimidated by Faerun because I didn't know much about it. And then like a load of people were like, especially the people I was playing with have been playing in it like a long time. So I was like, I cannot run it. I cannot run a Faerun. And it's not like I like Faerun as a setting. It's very interesting. And the deeper you get, the better it is. Like the surface level of Faerun you get in the books is average in comparison to the deep lore of Faerun. But yeah, it is intimidating.
Yeah.
Very intimidating, which is probably why I switched to Eberron.
Well, exactly. You and I discussed before I came up with my Theros idea, I was going to do a deep dive into like Dragonlance and Dark Sun and do a pretty much space second edition inspired space Spelljammer adventure hopping from setting to setting, which will
be a blast.
It'll be a blast when I get around to it, but that is like a year of research and studying I need to do to get into it.
That's a long haul of prep.
But what brought you
especially because
to Eberron?
Cool. So
what brought you to Eberron? Because you talk about Eberron nonstop. So
all the time.
What's the reason?
I think so the switch over to Eberron was because I think it came out a similar time as to when I started DMing. For starters. So I think I just kind of got the book and went, oh, a different setting. Had a look through it and then kind of fell in love with it. It's got like a lot. I like the fact it is like Faerun in the ways of its fantasy, and it has all these same races and classes. And you can put anything that's in Faerun into Eberron pretty much. But then it puts a twist on that. So the main things I like about it is that no one is strictly good or bad. It's the gray areas. Like, for example, in Faerun and a lot of other settings, chromatic dragons are evil inherently, and that's you just stuck with that. That's you can't have good just good chromatic dragons, which is nuts. And in Eberron, all dragons can be anything they like. They aren't inherently good. They aren't inherently bad. And the same with like people and everything like that. There's no like defined table saying, oh, everyone's on this and that you're good and bad. And then that's what I like about it the most. And the intrigue and just like the pulpiness of it, because I kind of grew up on like Indiana Jones and just like all your pulpy stuff. And like 90s stuff is quite pulpy in general as well. So I think that's what it was. Very action adventure rather than like high fantasy.
Which is awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
What is a setting? Because now we're just going to go into like, what kind of setting would you like to play in? Or like, what would, like, if there a setting that's been released that intrigues you that you haven't been able to play in?
So Dragonlance really intrigues me, and I've not delved into it at all. Just the thought, I like warfare-based settings. It's really, really fun to do stuff like that. I'd love to play in Dragonlance. I'd love to read into it more. Obviously, I'd love to play in Eberron at some point if someone ever plays a game for me. But I've obviously I play in Faerun. I've only ever played in Faerun apart from like a few little one-shotty mini adventures. Ravenloft is something I'd like to explore more. As a player and as a DM, because so I've ran Curse of Strahd, and I've ran like little mini adventures here and there. I've been a player in Ali's game a few times, but apart from that, I've not touched it really. Right. What about you? Have you got anything on your list apart from what you said already?
I love Ravenloft. I am a horror junkie.
Yeah.
So I want to dive in because I know, once again, second edition has a lot more lore than fifth edition has.
Yeah.
So I've been on DM's Guild. I couldn't tell you how many of the second edition published books I have it saved in my wish list to pick up just to do a lore deep dive. I enjoyed the Van Richten's Guide to Ravenloft release. I think it was like for the baseline, dividing up the genres of horror, things like that. Getting a few domains of Dread, how to make your own. I think it was real nice. I definitely think.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
There was some lore that could have been added to it that wasn't from what I've seen research wise.
Yes.
Yeah. But that is definitely a setting I want to dive into and kind of throw my players into.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like, there's so many, like, I love, we both love horror. We've played in a couple of horror games with each other, and I love folk horror. This is delving completely off topic now, but I love folk horror most of all, because the thought of, like, being trapped in either the middle of nowhere or in a weird village where people are just creepy as hell is truly horrifying to me. It scares me more than a demon in my house. Like, that is the thought of, like, people who are just psychos, just a bunch of people who are psychos, is much scarier to me.
Which I think is a than, great like, setting, ghosts though.
Or ghouls. Yeah.
Which is a fantastic setting.
Yeah. Very, very fun.
Especially when you go into, if we're going to go into, like, folk horror and things like that, if we're talking about, like, a tight-knit community, what, like, looking at what superstitions and things like that, that culture derives itself from and hones in.
It's crazy.
It's fantastic. I think that alone would be an awesome setting, just to focus on, like, the small town.
Yeah, I need to find out there's a small town called, what's it called? The small little clusters, what are they called? Domains of Dread, you said it before. There is one that's like based around like the folklore one. I can't remember what it's called now, but I would love to play in that one. That is like my dream setting to play in, I think, because it's like run by a hag who killed her sisters, which isn't actually in the lore, I don't think, in the new book anyway. And she like creates these weird creatures, and they like the townsfolk that like the main town there, they like feed people to her, basically. These weird creatures that she creates. So cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's like The Ritual. Have you seen The Ritual? Film The Ritual?
I don't think so.
Oh, you need to see that. So. That's phenomenal, that film.
All right, I'll do that tonight or something.
You just add that to the list.
Add that to my list. Throw up the Google Sheets of all the movies I need to see. But what is a setting that you've played in that you never want to touch again, if you've ever had one?
That is a good question.
That is a good question. I personally
I don't think I have one. But I've been in, like, I think one of the things that put me off Faerun is I've been in games that have been very poorly run in Faerun, and that is one of the things that put me off running in it, I think. But I think that's just, rather than setting. Yeah.
Well, I think that I haven't played too many games in Faerun. I think I've only done like one or two small little one shots in that world.
Yeah.
I picked up Waterdeep Dragon Heist, and we can go in on another episode about pre-written campaigns.
Yes, we definitely
because I think
do
that'd be a lot of fun to talk about. But just reading through that book, I feel like there's a lot of lore that Faerun has to offer. Same thing with Wild Mountain Tel'Dorei from Critical Role's releases.
Yeah. I played in Wildemount once for Sam did a mini adventure in it, which was really good. But yeah, that's another set. Like, I'd love to play in. Is it the Tel'Dorei is the main place, isn't it? I can't terribly remember.
Yes, I believe
Tel'Dorei is the main continent of the setting. I'd love to play in that because it seems more interesting to me personally than Wildemount, which is funny because I loved Campaign 2 more.
No. You're talking to someone who has tried to get into it, and like, I like the episode, but I can't.
Yeah,
it's hard. Like, yeah. I love Critical Role. Like, I loved I love Brendan Lee Mulligan. So when he did Xandria Unlimited,
we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna just talk about this the rest of this episode.
I'm sure we will. what a killer first episode.
Oh, my days.
But when he did just Calamity, and I tried to get into Campaign 3. When it was starting, because I'm like, oh, sweet ground floor, and not have 100 plus episodes I need to catch up on.
Yes,
and I just got busy between work, or my attention span couldn't focus on the 4 episodes, and I just kind of fell off. And then before I knew it, there was 30 more episodes to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Right. I religiously watched it for a long time. That the campaign three to try. I think I was trying to force myself to like it because I actually really, really enjoyed campaign two. There was a few blips where I stopped watching it here and there, but I watched it all through. But I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. Why I can't like love these characters. Because I like them in a Bria's game that she did as well, the Unlimited. But I just could not get it. I don't even know why. It's bizarre. I don't know whether Matt's trying a different DM style or the players are just not that into their characters now. I don't know, but it's just a bit all of it's strange.
See, look at that. We're still talking about ourselves, just that we can't sit through Critical Role and it's just gonna make an army of haters at us.
Yeah, we're gonna, everyone's gonna just find us now. But side note, I love campaign two. I love it. Don't hate me, please. I tried campaign one, but I also couldn't get into that either. But I am watching Vox Machina. Yeah. I am enjoying
that. Everyone so,
technically, I like campaign one. Yeah.
I do love Vox Machina, and I really, it makes me want to try and get through campaign one.
Yeah.
Just because of all the clips from the future, like things that have happened in campaign one, that's like, oh, I can't wait for A, B, and C to be animated. And then I watch them and I cry because I want them animated.
Yeah. I just literally tried campaign one several times. So I tried it from the start and I tried it after Thingy left. What's his name? I can't remember his name. And then I literally just went, I can't bother. And I watched the final fight, which was amazing.
Yeah, do it.
Which, you know, I'm a sucker for minis, so that final fight was beautiful for minis. So yeah.
Oh, we will. I want to do an episode where I pick your brain the entire time about painting minis and let's all that jazz.
Let's do it. That's we could even paint minis.
Oh gosh,
during the episode, that
what
would be
quality
fun.
Content. Here, listen to ASMR about my brush.
Listen to me going, oh goddamn! Oh, for God's sake! Oh. Just be raging. I'd
be raging the entire time.
You know what? Something really funny brought up on the note of painting minis. I was talking Carney through painting minis the other day, and I've like trained him up. He's like my apprentice in painting minis. He's doing really well. And he got to a point the other day that I was trying to teach him how to paint white freehand instead of like dry brushing. And he was like, this is really stressing me out. And I went, welcome to painting good, because it's not enjoyable after you start getting like to the intense levels of painting. That's the sad thing about it. It gets really stressful and really annoying. Some people like I was watching someone the other day and it's like, I look at it and go, how do you even achieve this level of like detail? It blows my mind. But then you realize they've just been painting it for like 20 hours and you're just like one line each time and then like a layer that's like the thinnest thing you've ever seen. I'm just like, that cannot be an enjoyable process. Mm-hmm. That would stress me out so much.
Painting minis is my biggest downfall. That's another thing about me.
You have so much gray and I need to paint them all for you.
I've shown you my box of minis that are just unpainted and I hate it that they're unpainted. I just don't have the time or patience to paint them.
Yeah. I love painting minis. But I get super annoyed if it doesn't go well. There's always like a point when you're painting your minis where that looks horrendous. It's like the tipping point where you like decide to just give up or like you continue on and fix it. It's always like, you're like, oh God, this looks awful. Then you get over it and you fix it normally. Or you get drunk, like on that live stream I did for the patrons, and then it all just goes terribly wrong. And we play party games instead.
Our first We Speak Common Patreon only event. Which should be returning this month when everything airs. So that'll be real fun. Be on the lookout for that in the We Speak Common Discord server. We'd like to host, and it's a different thing each time. We've talked about doing like community brainstorming sessions. We've done Jackbox games. We've done
so much fun.
Different games. Things
The games nights are the blast.
The games
nights
are
so much fun.
Blast. Sometimes we'll just drink, chill out, talk. You're not required to drink. Yep.
You are. No. This is not Alcoholics Anonymous. You are not required to do anything you don't want to.
But if you want to watch Dave get hammered and make an ass out of himself, come and join us whenever we're doing an event.
As long as I'm not modding, because I've been told off last time for drinking. well, Modric. It was fine. Never mind. Anyway.
It was fine.
Moving on. Ben's going to kill me. Anyway.
He's going to listen to this first episode and tell us we're canceled. So we can only do
this. This is
so
never getting
much.
Released.
We'll see.
If this gets released, shout out to us.
Give us a congratulations because I don't think we're going to have much more.
Join the Discord just to congratulate us.
Join the Discord. Anyway, tell you know how much you will love this show. We might keep it going.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, right. You know what we should talk about as we're kind of on the subject of Worlds, Project Civitas that we have started.
We definitely
on our
should.
Lovely server. We should do that.
That is your project, so I'll let you talk.
It
about
is my baby, and I'm. You know what? Since we. Because we did our little pause with, and it was like across the board, we were planning, we were still planning a lot of fun things in the background. So we put Project Civitas on hold for a bit as well. It's come back last month. And
what is that?
Huh?
What is the project? What is it all about?
I mean, I've spoken about it before, but for the people who don't know, Project Civitas is our world we are creating as a community on the Discord server, which is open to everyone as well. It previously was just open to patrons. It's now open to our commoners as well. So if you want to get involved in that, please join and just have a look what we're doing. But yeah, we've been restarted last month. We've had like 3-4 weeks now of it. And some of the stuff we're getting, like some of the comments and some of the like suggestions and submissions are amazing. Like I'm absolutely loving the city we're building. So far, we've got a city that's in a mountain that's shaped by an earthquake with a huge spire at its center that is also full of criminal gangs. So, I mean, it's basically Sean on a mountain. So it's great. It's great for me.
And there is the Eberron comment. It's only been about 15 minutes since we last talked about it.
I did well to hold it back for that long. But yeah. I think, Chris, it's time for Last Orders or Last Call. Do you call it Last Call in America?
It is Last Call. Please tell me it's.
Oh, it's Last Orders in the UK. All I mean, some people might say call here. In the north, it's definitely Last Orders.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, ring the bell. Ring the bell, Chris.
That is how we signify that it is time for Last Call, Last Orders, whatever you want to call it. And this is where we're trying to. We plan on summarizing what we talked about in the episode,
yes.
Giving you guys, telling you where to go, how to interact with us, things like that. So once
yes.
again, I am Chris. I'm very happy to be part of this. I'm really surprised that Ben is still letting us do
we're
this.
We're both very surprised.
If you can tell,
very
we said
happy.
It multiple times during this episode. But we talked a little bit about my homebrew setting, Nadara, and my plans with the Theros campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's obsession with Eberron.
My obsession. Yeah.
Is there anything we talk?
Homebrew Worlds, oh. Icewind Dale, Project Civitas. Join the Discord server.
Yeah.
Thank you very
join
much.
Join the Discord server. Check us out. There'll be a link in the show notes down below to get everything ordered, figured out. Come on by, take part in the Civitas project. We'd love to see any
please
responses,
do.
Get community feedback, help grow your own personal writing skills and designing skills.
Yes.
It's great to see the examples that everyone's put in. I haven't had time to put something yep. in, but
no,
just,
you've been busy, man.
I've
though.
Been busy.
I'll let you
a
off.
Lot of things behind the scenes. But just reading what people from the community have been putting in, it's awesome to see how creative
it's
everyone
so
is
much
here.
Fun.
But
yeah. Oh, you know what else, Chris?
What are we else?
Your baby. Live events.
Live events. Those are coming server. Back this month. And probably by the time this gets posted, I don't know what day this is scheduled to go up.
Ooh, when have you got your first event? Have you got a scheduled event yet? Or have you got a date that you set?
Not at the time of recording this. I have like
okay.
brainstormed ideas that I got to talk to Ben about to see what is going to work best for what we have planned.
Yep.
But we do want to do, I do plan on having at least a Jackbox night or party game night
yep.
and then a
definitely.
Just a kind of chill out brainstorm night as
love
these
it.
Two set events that we're going to have. This May is when we're going back, yes.
Oh, so next month. So probably as of recording.
So as
probably,
of recording, the month we get released, this episode gets released.
Yes.
So it should be on release.
That's very
yes.
fun.
So by the time this episode comes out, that schedule should be up on the Discord.
Okay, nice.
But we do want to
it.
Thank everybody for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening to our first episode. I hope you enjoyed my slurping and comments about Eberron mainly.
It's always going to be comments about Ever On with Dave.
This is going to be a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. If you want to support us, please head over to the We Speak Common Patreon page. That way you can become a... What are the titles? We changed things around now.
Oh, we did. So I think they're similar. Let's go over the Patreon tiers while we're here. So we have...
We did just introduce a $2.50.
Is it $2 in America? Are we ripping you off?
No, I don't know. It's a £2.50. It's currency. Listen, I just got over how time zones work.
Okay, so for people who don't know as well, just off topic here, completely going off the rails, we forced Chris to put the UK clock on his phone so he can be at the same time zone as us.
We have.
You found it?
Yes, I'm on. I don't know. I'm going to be in US dollars right now because that's what.
Okay,
I'm
give us a dollars.
So for $3 US a month, you get access to the Greyhand Initiate role. So it gives you our members only Discord channel. You get to see the topic suggestions and the Vibe Zone, which is where you can hang out with any of us, me, Ben, Dave, and any other of our Patreon members.
Yep.
For $5 US a month, you get a senior Greyhand Initiate role, and that gives you access to the private channels, behind the scenes content, more of the topic, the same topic suggestion plays. And then when we release any actual plays or other exclusive content in the future, you guys will be the first to see it with that $5 tier. Finally, with the $12 a month, you can get all that. Plus, I believe it is a spot on the show on an episode of We Speak Common with Ben.
Yes.
Which is what got you involved in all of this.
It's what I got involved in, yeah. Which is always nice. You may even, if you're part of that tier, you may even end up on here. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows?
I definitely want to have some people on here so I can talk to them, pick their brain.
Definitely. Yes.
As much as I adore talking to you, I want some more.
I know. You want to get rid of me is what you're saying. You're trying to replace me.
I might be, but that's a conversation for a different time.
Too much slurping, Ben. Too much slurping. That's what. Anyway, it was lovely speaking to you, Chris.
It was lovely speaking to you. Once again, check us out on that Discord page. Join us.
Yes.
Pop into the episode discussion section that you can join even without a Patreon membership, because we would love for you to tell us about your favorite setting or a setting that you would love to play in yourself.
Yep.
Or even tell us about your homebrew world, because that's also interesting that we love to read about.
Yeah. Also, check out our ads at the end of this for our lovely supporting people.
Yes, we would love to thank our lovely support from Describe and the Dice Dungeon.
Dice Dungeon, yes. Okay.
Fantastic.
That was a messy episode, but I loved it.
That was a messy first episode, but we can't wait to hear what everyone thinks of it.
See you later, Chris.
Bye, Dave. Hope you enjoyed this first episode of Tavern Talk over here on the We Speak Common Network. And thank you so much once again for bearing with Dave and I as we stumbled our way through this very first episode trying to figure out how we want to format the show. Now, we still have a lot of things we need to smooth out, but it's a starting place and that's what matters. I'm sure you didn't make it this far just based on our wonderful, engaging personalities. I'm sure you want to know who our friends over at the Dice Dungeon have decided to give the £25 voucher to use at their store to. Entries closed last week, and our friends over at Dice Dungeon pulled the winner, and we just want to give a big shout out and congratulations to Liam, aka Goth Viking. Thank you to everybody who took part in the giveaway. Liam, watch your inbox so we can get your information. And if you want to stay up to date on everything We Speak Common, interact with Dave and I, and Ben, I guess, if you want to, you can join in on our community Discord server, which will let you interact with all of us directly, join our wonderful community, and be the first one to hear about any updates or new giveaways that we have coming up in the works. Until next time, I'll see you at the tavern. Thanks for sticking with us through that awkward first episode of Tavern Talk while we attempt to get our footing. Once again, this show is possible thanks to our lovely supporters on Patreon and our incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon.
your one-stop shop for all things D&D related. Specifically, sets of beautiful premium D&D dice at a not-so-premium cost, where you can use the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout and save 10% on your next order. We also partner with the fine folks over at Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, Papa.com at the end, and visit their website and discover over 10,000 descriptions written by professional creative writers to level up your games. With scenes, monsters, spells, descriptions players are able to use, and pretty much anything you might need, with 500 free descriptions you could use in your game tonight. When you decide to subscribe to Describe, use code COMMON at checkout to get access to every description and save 10% on your subscription every month for the first 2 years. You can find links to both our wonderful partners and how to connect with us in the show notes down below.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at We Speak Common.